Hey guys, it's June 5th, 3309/2023.
This is it's 330. Oh, wait. You did it already.
Man. This is the Loose Screws podcast. We're loose, we're screwy, and we're recording for your enjoyment. Man, we got patch notes today. We got stuff going on. We got people here. You guys want to hear about the people that are here?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start with what I believe is the second most episodes man here. Would you like to say hello, Dr. Lieutenant Commander Data?
Hello. Good evening.
What have you been up to the last however long it's been since you've been on the air?
Yeah, I've played some Elite, did some of those AX Power Restore missions, some of them by myself, some of them with the gang. Much more fun with the gang, of course. Though, I think the last time I logged into Elite was early last week, or maybe middle of last week, and kind of killed my spirit. It was a bad night for bugs. For the missions not progressing or the progression just stopping all of a sudden, lots of crashes. Well, a couple crashes. And so I haven't played for a few days. It kind of took the wind out of my sails. But hopefully they fixed it with this new bug fix. A couple other nights I've been able to play games. Been playing that Death Stranding. Been walking around with a baby in a jar strapped to my chest, packages on my back, peeing outside on the ground when I'm not turning that pee into a grenade. Yeah.
I believe you've been ushered, so I'm gonna go to the next most ignored person here. Teflon 12, back from a brief hiatus.
I am. I'm here. I've been busy, doing stuff. I'm okay. I've been all right. I've been doing okay. I've just been very busy lately. I'm looking forward to getting back at it, though. I really want to get on some of this on-ground stuff figured out.
Yeah.
Also, I have all... This is a special show because I have all the soundboard power. And that means there's no one to stop me from doing this.
Oh, no. But I'd been forgotten, I'd go. Jesus Christ.
Damn these electric sex pants.
You're welcome.
So we know now that it is definitely not me.
Just for all the listeners out there, we are on our backup recording software tonight, and that means Teflon has control of the soundboard. We're sorry.
Nurgle, please continue. How are you?
I guess I'll live. I've been migraining for a couple of days, so it is waxing
or waning? Is it waning?
I hope it's waning, but I don't know. I've been going hard since Saturday night, so
oof.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's been fun. And last week, this time, we were getting ready to record, and I lost my internet connection, so I'm hoping that doesn't happen again. And just for the sake of clarity, because I don't want any wild rumors to get started, you know, I don't want any misunderstandings about what actually happened. I want to be completely clear that Comcast Xfinity shit the fucking bed.
You there, computer man. Fix my pants.
You know, it wasn't a router going down. It wasn't a power failure. It was Comcast Xfinity networking shitting the fucking bed for the whole neighborhood because, in the words of their technician, there's too many people connected to this node.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Exactly. And it's probably not going to get any better till they add another fucking node. And we know that costs money, so that's probably not going to happen. So they're going to continue to shit the bed.
Salt is a way of life.
I live in a monopoly. talk about internet. I only have one other provider available, and it's a dedicated dial-up provider.
Ugh.
But I'm gonna move this card along. Commander Indigo / Boobytron.
No, you can't change it. It's not Boobytron.
Okay, it's Boobytron.
Get it right. All right, or just Boob. Apparently. Hey everybody, good to talk to y'all. It's been a couple of weeks, I guess, since I was here. We've been wrestling with, of all things, the end of birding season. Summer is starting to come on strong here. And that means all the trees are full of leaves and all the exotic birds have made their way farther north. We still get occasional little blips. We got lucky and had one in our backyard over the weekend, a snowy egret, which we've never seen, which is a badass little bird, showed up in a retaining pond about a mile north of here. And a somewhat excessive amount of time driving back and forth, chasing it to opposite sides of the highway until we finally tracked it down and got some good pictures of a cool bird. I've been playing a bit as well, doing a little Maelstrom stuff, a little on-ground activation stuff. So I'm excited to look at a couple of the little things they talked about in the patch and talk about this video game that we all are best to enjoy.
And last but not least, our good friend Commander Lark Shadow.
And death. I'm actually doing all right, thank you. I don't remember when I logged in last. I think it was over the weekend. But I'm several unlocks behind on getting into the Maelstrom or anything related to that. So I've just been focusing on BGS.
No, homie.
I've been close.
I'm right there with you.
The cloud right now.
I mean, true, but still. I've been having way too much fun with my Type 10 doing BGS work right now.
Man, I really feel like the Maelstrom stuff would be right up your alley because you can't fly a meta ship into it.
That's what I hear. I just haven't made the time to do it. That's all.
It's a strange place. If anybody unlocks the secrets of it, it's going to be one of your strange ships.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out a way to yeet an SRV right onto the surface.
Either that AX cannons.
Right.
I would crap my pants if that happened.
Can someone at Alec Turner...
Electric sex bands.
Can someone at Alec Turner and get him moving his SRV into one of the Maelstroms, please?
Right.
Could you imagine the mats to synth reloads for AX cannons? You'd just be firing Guardian urns and things like that.
Required.
Yeah, just straight up relics right out the barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been up to. And at the moment, I'm prepping an Airbus for a pushback because I wanted to do some flights in the night.
Right on. I forgot to introduce myself and Commander NL Haight.
Hey, Haight, how you doing?
I have been alive, living, breathing. Moisturizing the skin that I myself grew. And eating occasionally and drinking water and making water. Can't forget about the making water. Everybody makes water. I got a new desk. I think I put a picture of it in the hardware channel. That's old news kinda. But I haven't gotten a lot of time at it because kids and stuff, they've been extra needy with the sun going down later. I've been putting them to bed later. And, dad stuff. Big fan of doing the dad stuff. I have a lot of fun with it.
Nice. Be truthful. How many dad jokes have you made?
Just like four, but they like on repeat or rewashing them, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't played very many video games. Not that I haven't been trying. I've been trying like heck. But I'm here, and I'm having fun. We're going to make a good time.
We're getting somebody.
Am I?
Yes.
It's-a me! It's-a Chig!
Oh, that lazy guy.
Yeah.
We don't need him.
Yeah. You know what, Chig? Just leave.
Even on cheese day.
On just cheese leave, Chig. Day. Just get out. He's leaving. He's giving me the finger. He's giving me the finger as he's going out the door.
I think he's crying a little bit too, though.
And he's gone. Out
all of us. To be fair, Tef, you probably deserved it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah. Definitely. I am the devil.
Do you love metal?
I can prove I'm the devil.
It hadn't been forgotten, Yeah, you are. Yeah. Awful.
Moving on.
Do you happen to have the soundbite for the squadron update?
I don't.
Squadron update.
Flip it.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, I guess that's my cue. Okay.
Please.
So, short and sweet, we have elections going on in MCC 858 and Yingo. Whoop. It helps if I don't close my window. There we go. We have an expansion ongoing from HIP 4907, which I think is a Thursday or Friday completion date. We are still pushing our own influence in Calorum to try to rejuggle that system, although we're pretty close to being done there. And we also want to keep our influence high in HIP 4907 because we're going to try to expand out of there again when this one is finished. We, of course, have a whole host of the usual systems that overheat when we go into expansion. At the moment, 7 Andromeda is the worst of those. It's over 70% and looking like it's trying to boil over for about the fifth straight day. I know several people have slapped it down this week. And that's what's going on. And if you need any additional details on the specifics or where you can help out or what you can do to help, we have Blooming Wind's excellent standing orders post in the standing orders channel of the Loose Screws PMF section of the Discord. And if you need to talk to somebody or want to talk to somebody about BGS, you can post up messages in the Loose Screws faction channel, and one of us who's a real geek for this stuff will be happy to talk to you about it.
There is more than just the three of us that are real geeks about this.
Yeah, we are legion. There's at least four.
Outside of the three,
there are tens of us
that I can think of. There are tens of us.
I also really enjoy BGS and studying it, but my posts about it are generally WTF am I doing tonight when I get the chance to. So
yeah.
Sometimes I feel that way, especially when I haven't been keeping myself in the loop.
Yeah, as I haven't been
recently.
We all get like that. It's, you know, BGS is one of those things that you spend a day or two away from it and you're like, what the hell is happening? I don't understand. Because there's just so much going on and we stay fairly active too, so always something to do.
And then there are those times when you're in the thick of it and it just goes. Yeah, you could totally put days and weeks into, all right, I got some time to play. I'm doing this. I'm making some impact here. I'm going to run some missions and kill some people. Yeah,
we had a couple of systems that had open slots in them that we were trying to fill. So I was just spending my spare time last week pushing neighboring systems into expansion, you know, to try to fill three of these systems. Realized I got three systems into expansion by the end of last week. And then Friday night, before I entered migraine hell, I was, well, that's interesting. That's not a sound effect I'm used to hearing.
That was an accident, to be honest.
Oh, now we have accidental sound effects. But so Friday night, I was again working BGS, kind of prep for a future expansion here. And realized I had gotten into the one situations where I picked up missions in one system that completed in another system. And in that system, I was able to pick up missions that completed back in the first systems. And they were both systems we were trying to increase influence in. So it's just
Love it when that happens.
And it's just, and it happens so infrequently that I stayed up way later than I should have, to the point where I was actually pretty miserable. Because you don't get a nice friendly loop like that going that often. and it was actually pretty rewarding for a while.
If I know I'm sitting down for more than like an hour and a half, and I'm just going to be running because I honey pick for the data courier missions, and then have my ship fly itself. I just look at the galaxy map and be like, all right, what many systems am I going to, and how many of these can I try and trigger these loop missions? Because I've gotten tertiary and quaternary and quintinary objectives running after just grabbing all the courier missions I wanted from one mission or from one system, and then stagger these steps out.
Right. And try to fan out from that one initial system.
Yeah, I had one of those a couple of weeks ago when we had two or three elections going on at the same time. Those are kind of my jam these days. Get a bunch of election missions and then just fly as fast as possible from one to another, and they're all basically within jump. So, you can knock one off in about 9 minutes.
You got that whole speed running thing going now, don't you?
Yeah, that's my buckyball practice is election missions. Courier stuff too, but when there are elections going on, you just know they're going to be a full slate. And when you've got a couple of systems sending them out, I got a buckyball coming up in a week or so. So I got to get back on that too.
Cool. When we get down to community events, you can tell us what the next buckyball is.
It's a good one.
Heck yeah.
Commander Boob, actually in game, sponsored by the in-game faction.
Yeah.
Right.
We pay him for his practice runs.
Exactly. I would have a Loose Screws sticker on my regulation Cobra and my unlimited, I have no idea what, something that's going to fly fast through a couple of tunnels and blow up. I haven't decided yet. Maybe a dolphin. We'll see.
Courier.
Courier, yeah.
I don't have a courier. I didn't get on my PC account back in the day, just my console one, and I'm not going to grind Imperial rank to get a courier.
It'll take like an hour to get enough rank to
get a
courier.
I know, but right now my rank is zero.
It'll still take like an hour. It takes nothing to get to courier.
I know, just, but if I ever sneak into a Fed bar, that'll buy me drinks for days.
Oh, just do what I did for a while until I got the rank.
Zero, but
fly the Imperial Eagle instead.
Or he's for Viper and spend the week of the race as shrapnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of being shrapnel and a Viper.
Viper 4, it's more stable.
Teflon?
Yo.
Flip that switch.
Cue the bard.
For what?
Cue the bard.
Oh, okay.
With the jukebox?
On the board, the Tim Hattie on Mix Plus!
Turns out a lot of interstellar life can be tamed with treats and scritches. Isn't that right, Sir Chumpsalot? Yes, it is. Who's a good boy? Yes, right, it's you. Right. Anyways, I just need to find some more volunteers to feed you. Oh, right. Last week's news. Yeah, sure, I could talk about that for a bit. May 29th, Thargoid War Update. It's just a war update. Nothing special.
Boring!
May 30th, Hadrian Duval remarks on the weak Emperor. I guess Googling how to wind up mysteriously dead was just too much effort, am I right? Also, trash-talking your aunt is just rude.
Do I shot her to back twice?
And on June 1st, yes, it is already June, Pulsewave Xenoscanner now available. Last week's community goal completed without a hitch, and the new toy is ready for unlock. Or purchase, I don't actually know.
Get over there!
That's all I've got for you this week. Time for me to go, and you have fun out there.
Those are always so good.
Something's seriously not right with that man.
That's where he lives, to be fair.
In the best way.
Yeah, he may not have seen the sun in a decade.
Yeah, true. All right.
Anybody got any ups or downs or yays or nays or jabs about Galnet?
I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before Hadrian Duval mysteriously disappears.
Mysteriously.
quote. It's a space version of defenestration. It's to people who write and say things like that. They go out windows.
Yeah.
Error fenestration, yeah. Maybe, to be accidentally expelled from an airlock.
Has he gotten all of his nobility and titles like reinstated?
No.
Is he actually in the good graces with the Emperor?
He's not part of Imperial succession anymore. He lost that, but they've welcomed him back into the family, but not into the line to the throne.
I wonder how many senators he owns.
Not enough is going to be my answer.
I think if you owned all of them, it still wouldn't be enough, to be fair.
That's exactly right. Because he keeps going down this road. This is going to be a case of fuck around and find out.
I mean, he already found out once. And he's clearly not on fucking around.
But apparently he didn't learn nothing.
Exactly.
I'm sure he learned plenty.
Yeah. Not how to keep his mouth shut.
Well, that's a lesson a lot of people die having not learned.
Exactly.
It really makes me think that Aisling only brought him back in because she had already lost a family member and didn't want to lose another one, and that's it.
Or she needed a smoke screen so she could do other things with less eyes on her.
I like that better.
Yeah.
I'm playing 4D chess here.
He's playing at Star Trek chess where it's got like four different boards on top of each other.
Right, but I'm also using time travel.
That too.
All right.
Perfect.
Anybody run into any new or special bugs today post-patch?
Surprisingly, no, but I've only been on for about 5 minutes, so.
No, should we talk about the illustrious 1502?
I believe that is what we're up to, because that's the next thing on the list.
Oh, we're going to talk about like the game and developer news and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I have something for that.
Obviously, the environment down there is all salt. The ceiling salt, the floor salt, the walls are salt, and the air is salt. And breathing constantly tastes the salt.
That is the correct sound effect for dev news.
In general, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy has...
Salt is a way of life.
We might be a little disappointing this time, though.
Mommy picked out some of the special ones and put them here in the show notes.
No, Mommy didn't do that. I did that.
Well done. I was going to compliment whoever put the actual info in the notes.
Then what does that make you?
Uncle Nurgle?
The dude who cut and pasted. That's what it makes me.
Perfect.
I mean, that's you good enough this for me. Round,
I will have to say, though, that somebody needs to, like, get some of these guys at FDev on the phone and tell them that quality of life is not what you apparently think it is.
Well, we made the game suck less. That improves your quality of life, doesn't
it? But indirectly, bug fixes are not quality of life improvements. Bug fixes are bug fixes.
Yeah, man, it's funny how important expectation is when you're dealing with fans like us, you know?
And yeah, they've consistently been bad at managing that. But hey, I do actually like now when they've started fixing things that are related to issue tracker that they link it back to the issue tracker ID.
Yeah, and pretty crazy that they put the community focused fixes at the top of the patch notes.
Yeah.
I mean, they've come a long way where that stuff is concerned. There are a lot of things that have sat on the board for ages, and clearly they are working through them at a pretty decent clip. I mean, it hasn't been long since 1501.
Right. I'll give them flack for calling it quality of life updates when it's not, but I like this every couple of weeks, new update fixing things.
Man, right?
Keep that coming, man.
They should have just pitched it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think any real frustration that you come across on the various Elite Dangerous related media are about not getting awesome stuff 2 weeks after they got some other awesome stuff.
Right. And hey, bug fixes are awesome stuff.
Things that have been, you know, headline bugs for quite a while. The number of conversations I've heard on Twitch streams about rotational correction and the amount of work people have put into trying to quantify the issue and for anybody who's not familiar with it, there's a long-standing bug. I don't know when it was noticed, but the mechanism that makes it possible to land inside of a station using rotational gravity, which is pretty complicated physics, the mechanism that makes that possible isn't always great at knowing when it's in a system or in a station with rotational gravity. So it would try to help landing at an outpost or a fleet carrier in some semblance of the way it does in a rotating station, and you'd end up with your thrusters being unpredictable and unresponsive. I would generally notice it trying to land a Mamba on a fleet carrier that I would be cruising laterally and find myself sailing way past the edge of my fleet carrier because all of a sudden the other direction wasn't as strong as the original impulse had been. You can fix it by turning it off, and there's even a keybind for turning it off, but I would never remember. And I think it defaults to turning back on. So the fact that they fixed it, literally years of people on both sides, on FDev side and player side, trying to get it to show up for ages. They kept reporting that they just couldn't get the bug to show up in their dev testing system, which obviously makes it hard to fix. But the little bit of experimenting I did today, it sure seemed like I was flying better or it was responding more predictably. So I don't know that I learned a lot to improve over the last couple of days enough to justify improvement that I noticed. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they've apparently finally fixed the pulse wave analyzer not highlighting.
Is there any confirmation that that's actually been fixed? That would be a big deal if it were. I think we would have heard if it hadn't been, I guess. People would be wailing about it.
13 or something. That's been a bug for a while.
Yeah, I've known people who before the live legacy split, mined exclusively in Horizon bug.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking no news is good news.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there probably would have been people screaming if that wasn't fixed.
I mean, if it was on the list that it got fixed and it wasn't fixed.
Right.
Not like Invisible Hearts.
Yeah.
Well, that one, I don't think that one has been fixed, has it?
Has not.
Yeah.
Yes.
The new Invisible Hearts, not the old fixed. Invisible Hearts.
The old Invisible Hearts
right. is fixed. There's a new one, the Barely Visible Hearts.
It's the Barely Visible Hearts, yeah. Which is different. It is a bug. They recognize, you know, the player base and the devs recognize that there is a bug, and it's not nearly as bad as the old one because you can still shoot it.
And all of a sudden, we don't have the expectation that it's going to be 10 to 12 weeks before we see another update. It's entirely plausible that in another couple few weeks, they come out and say, all right, we got the no longer illuminated hearts bug sorted.
Thursday or next Thursday, it might just... Right. rectify itself as several bugs have gone away on server ticks.
And by the way, we have confirmation that the pulse wave analyzer bug does appear to be fixed and that it has been a bug since update 12, which was June 7th of last year.
Yeesh. Oh, it only took them 360 days?
Yeah, 362 days, yeah.
So we have a deadline then for new bugs.
Yeah, standard has been set.
No, trash talking aside, we do have a lot more than we're probably going to talk about in fixed bugs, and there may be other ones that got squished out or maybe more noticeable now that other bugs are fixed.
It was one interesting one. I thought I did see that the Galma issue that wouldn't let you plot directly to a station or an installation has been fixed. You can now do your routes from a POI menu. But the one that caught my eye was the frontline turrets restock timer change. It used to be if you took out the turrets, they'd be back up in 2 minutes. which is discouraging if you're flying in a spaceship and have managed to get the now you have 10 minutes of turretless fun before they come back and shoot you down. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Correctly, aren't those turrets like wicked strong too?
Yeah, that was their whole purpose, and they might not actually be, but that was how they were portrayed. Like when they,
yeah, and it was always seemed easier to hack them in your Maverick suit than it was to try and destroy them.
Oh yeah, for sure. They have a lot of health. Firepower was decent, from what I recall.
I don't interact with on the ground installations, so
like this now. Shrug,
I just don't go down there. If there's combat on the ground and it's not Thargoid, I just avoid it. I don't do the on-foot stuff in my on-foot space game.
Again. I've been stabbed. What? I've been hit by chairs. I've been beat up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, and what else we got on the notes here for bug fixes?
There were a whole bunch of minor bug fixes that I didn't put in the notes.
Yeah.
But yeah, much about just details of the Thargoid war mechanics and one kind of another needing to be fine-tuned a bit, or little things like revenants being stacked on top of each other when they respawn, or the color contrast was on the new pulse wave Xeno scanner, so they tuned that down a little bit, a couple of things like that. But some issues with mission progression for those reactivation missions and for a couple of other kinds. Hopefully those will get rid of some of the frustrations that you guys had last week when you had your multiplayer fiasco. Not quite fiasco, but
yeah,
fiasco. It went
gotta be honest though, I think a lot of you guys is multiplayer issues stem from how crappy your internet service providers are.
That can't help.
No, it probably doesn't.
You there, computer man. Fix my pants.
I tried to fix the pants. They won't take the update.
Pull down my trousers and do your job.
I was just going to say, you got to take them off and put them back on then, I think.
I didn't think it would go there. I regret everything.
Yeah.
God damn these electric sex bands.
You just have to know where it's going to go.
Too many of those, we're going to have to send Matt Berry a t-shirt.
What's Matt Berry going to do? He's seeing for money I don't t-shirt. Have.
Good answer.
Soundboard is fair use. That's a hill I'll die on.
I am the cold-blooded sausage maker.
Well, you guys got anything to talk about?
When
trash?
What
trash
next?
Tea? Cheese?
Are you ready for cheese?
No. That was a question.
Well, it is the day after National Cheese Day.
The day after National Cheese Day. Do you guys have any cheese?
Of course.
Vegan. That's some Colby Jack. It was good.
It was bad.
I had some Pepper Jack. It was awesome.
I love Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack.
I have Havarti.
Have you guys ever had raclette?
Hit us up for
a raclette thing.
It's Havarti cheese. It's inspired by the Danish cheese-making techniques. Havarti is a fresh, semi-soft cheese made using pasteurized cultured milk, cream, natural ingredients. It's got a very creamy taste, and I used it in a chicken recipe. So, and it was delicious. Go try some Havarti. That's your cheese this week.
I always love when ingredients include, quote, natural ingredients, unquote.
Rennet?
I'm just saying. It just seems weird that they won't name them if they're natural.
Yeah, we got...
Who let him in here? Who?
He's our friend.
And yeah, whose friend? Whose friend is he?
It's my friend.
He's my minion.
You're a minion.
Shut up.
Banana?
You'll speak when spoken to, Lark Shadow.
Ooh, banana.
You guys, I'm just so confused. Like, I really like Lark Shadow. I would never just blatantly abuse him. Treat your Lark Shadows respectfully.
Outside the Loose Screws community in game? Any friendly competitions, maybe?
Boop. Oh, did we make it? Are we past the Rhapsody and Cheese?
I'm trying to bait you up to saying this thing.
Talk about the community corner.
All right, I'll talk about the community corner. First of all, we got a hello from Commander 00 Scotch in Chig chat, since Chig bailed on us. He's not here to read it. And he just popped in to say hi from the folks in the Fatherhood player group. Apparently, there are people playing on the Legacy server. If you're ever inclined to do so, free to look them up. I guess you could be in a different squadron on Legacy and Live, since they're completely different now. Anyway, so hey to Commander 00 Scotch. The other big community event coming up is the third race in the yearly Buckyball tournament. It's called Tunnel-ish Vision, named after one that Alec Turner came up with a year or so ago, Tunnel Vision. And it's going to be a riot. It's going to be an absolute blast, and anybody who is inclined to get in their ship and want to fly and compete. This is the kind of race that I was expecting when I thought I might dip into the Buckyball thing. As you might guess by the title, it involves flying through tunnels, probably at a high rate of speed, and likely 20 minutes into a long and stressful race progression. But a fantastic set of space things to fly through. This round is hosted by Commander Skurr, who is crazy fast and maybe just crazy, and has picked a really extensive assortment of holes to fly through in your spaceship. Everything from the little square hole in an outpost to the circle imperial capital ship, or between the forks in a federal capital ship. Even one sliding through the two rings around the end of a Coriolis station, like right between the little neon ring and a planetary port, one of the big racetrack ones. You have to fly in through one of the ground tunnels and out the other one. And if you're still feeling it by the end of the station that you start and end in, has a Coriolis trench run, so you can sneak your ship into that little tiny channel that runs along each of the sides of the dodecahedron, whatever it is, dodecahedron, and you get a 90-second bonus or something if you fly your way through one of those before your final landing. So it starts to runs for about a week, and there's a forum post I'll put up on our Discord. It's a race series, but you don't have to be in every race to, none of us are going to be anywhere near the top few scores anyway. So you could start halfway through and end up in pretty much the same spot as the rest of us, but it's a great time. It's maddening and nerve wracking and, very, very addictive.
I just felt that was very racy. So
put an explosion at the end of it, and you'd have it. That's some pole position stuff right there.
The Viper shrapnel goes in the square hole.
Yeah, you know, I have a soundboard. It doesn't mean I'm a magician and can just come up with sounds on the fly.
How about the sound of an orca trying to ground tunnels? Just grinding off all the little winglets and.
Oh, I do have that. Hold on.
All right.
I'm so excited to hear this. Go for crying out loud.
He is the devil.
Yep. So next thing, I suppose.
Indeed.
Movie anniversaries. You want to do movie anniversaries? Should we do movie anniversaries? What do you think?
Do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, as of June the 6th, it has been 15 years since Kung Fu Panda came out.
Are you freaking serious?
I'm freaking serious. As
oh, I feel old.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Just imagine how Nurgle feels. He can't even talk. I can tell you right now, though, he feels old. 20 years ago on June 6th was Too Fast, Too Furious. You know, the first sequel to The Fast and the Furious. Now we're on, even... like, we're on like 10 or 11.
Yeah, they're on the first of a two-parter for the last one. And like, I've seen all of them, but I just doesn't feel like a priority to go see 10. And I don't know why.
This is back when it was still like about racing. Too Fast, Too Furious, 20 years ago. That makes me feel old as well.
Family.
25 years ago today was The Truman Show. Anybody watch that movie?
I don't know how anyone could not watch it. I live under a rock and I've seen it 3 times.
That's true. He really does live under a rock because he's in Indiana.
That rock's got a good DVD section.
It's actually very lackluster. It doesn't have the Princess Bride.
Oh.
What kind of fucking DVD section doesn't have the Princess Bride?
You might just have to buy it on eBay then.
Does it have a movie that came out 30 years ago on June the 9th called What's Love Got to Do with It?
Nope.
What about one that came out 30 years ago on June the 11th called Jurassic Park?
I've seen that one 5 times.
Oh, man.
I saw that in the theater in 1993.
I remember that specific day as one of my like lifetime media experience memories. That was the first Dolby Theater surround. And in Columbia, Missouri, we had one giant movie theater that was still a huge screen, you know, like a big old school, you know, size of a building kind of screen. And
I would have been 16 months old.
Oh my God. We got there early that we could get the best seats in the house. And we counted the rows and counted the seats to get in what we figured would be the sweet spot. But 16 new speakers that they had put in. And the second it started and you had the dark screen with the sounds whipping from one side to the other. And then the entire next 2 hours were a level of audio immersion that I had never imagined. And it was fantastic. It just lit my brain on fire for the whole 2 hours of that movie. It was great.
I remember going to see that movie in 1993. I was like 9 years old and my mom took me to see it. And then one of the cool things was when COVID happened and there was all these restrictions, there was no movies coming out to the theaters because of COVID. The local theater was showing older movies in the theater. And so I got to take my son to go see Jurassic Park. And it was only the second time I've ever seen that in the movie theater. And it was a great experience.
Nice.
And that movie's awesome.
That's really
and the
cool.
Book is real violent. The book is way more violent than the movie.
So I was 11 or 12 when we went to see that movie. And I read the book shortly after, and you're right, the book is like a hard, hard R. And the only other thing I remember about that era was my middle school band also played the theme for Jurassic Park for the concert that year.
Right.
Okay, so well, the next movie 40 years ago on June the 8th was Trading Places. You guys ever seen that, Trading Places? You classic. Kids with your
classic.
Music.
Classic.
I've seen it, but it's been a long time.
And also 40 years ago on June the 10th. Also 40 years ago on June the 10th was Octopussy.
I've actually seen that one.
Yeah. I've seen all those James Bond flicks. I haven't seen any of the Daniel Craig Bond films.
Oh, really?
They're pretty good. Would recommend.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
It's not, I don't have anything against it. I just haven't ever gotten around to it.
I think the first one is especially good.
Casino Royale?
Yeah, that was kind of a breath of fresh air. After that, they gradually get a little Jason Bourne. But
it goes still... Casino Royale and then Skyfall, right?
Right.
And what's after that?
I'll be damned if I can remember.
Quantum of Solace.
There you go.
Quantum of Solace. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so that's all the movie anniversaries. You guys want to talk amongst yourselves while I boot up the Teflon bot?
I've got a minute of silence. Anybody want to lead?
Oh, if anybody is getting hammered by glaive interdictions, by the way, since we're here to somewhat talk about this game, equipping electronic countermeasures on your ship, they genuinely work, and being able to avoid that damn FSD rebooting missile Ooh. Will generally be the difference between getting killed and not, assuming you're not in a crazy, slow, or decrepit ship. But it will buy you enough time that you still get some module damage while they're shooting at you, but you just have to get the jump started and then run and hold on to your pants. But as long as that reboot missile at you, everything else just kind of bounces off. I mean, I'm flying fairly tanky and fast ships these days for just that reason, but I think with the right finger on the ECM key, you can survive a double glaive interdiction most days, probably more often than not. Something has to go wrong for you to get taken down by one if they don't take you out. So if that's an issue for you, give it a shot. If you might try chaff. I haven't tried it. I don't know if it works or not. Does that work for homing torpedoes? Anyway.
I mean, it makes you look fabulous on the way out, if nothing else.
But the ECM actually has a purpose. It's another one of those chapter in FDev making us use technology that we've forgotten about or never had much of a use for in the first place. All of a sudden, we have a pulse wave scanner and we have ECM and research limpets. And but yeah, so those are at least a little respite from the immediate death at the hands of lightning slinging space shuriken.
Teflon bot loading.
Shut up, Teflon bot. We got one more thing.
Teflon bot loading.
Unload. Cancel EXE.
If you like this show, please rate and review on your podcast player, which helps people find the show. Join us on Discord at discord.io/loosecrews and check out the merch store at loosecrewsed.com for mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. And you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/loosecrewsed. I'm sorry, chig, error.
Really can't shut it off when you start it, can you?
Man, this fucking thing breaks all the time. Okay. I'm going to try to fix that. Do what you're going to do.
So we got one more note before we head out. I just want everyone to keep in their mind the family and friends of Commander Joe Plater, who after a 6-year battle with thyroid cancer, finally lost the fight last week. He has a station in game that he actually did the voice acting for landings and takeoffs. If you feel the need to visit it, you can. His faction has been welcoming any who come to honor him. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We will see you next time.
Godspeed.